Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing, and this is the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women Edition. Every Wednesday, two women of consciousness come together on Blog Talk Radio to share the journey, to share the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding that we have experienced and acquired in our 60-some years on this planet. So thank you for joining us. My name is Viata, and we're listening to the sounds of the Buffalo Trail music by the Blue Chip Orchestra. It so represents the Native American journey that we all have heard about and that we all are familiar with. And my sister, AZ, is on that Buffalo Trail in many ways, learning, renewing, being spoken to, hearing, listening to the voice of nature and the Creator. So I thank you for joining us tonight. Two women of consciousness come together to share their journey. And those who are on the line, if you want to share your journey, you're welcome to, as we come against NDD, Nature Deficit Disorder. We are two women on this journey knowing our purpose and understanding our assignment, overstanding our assignment. And that's what we desire for everyone listening, that you be secure in your knowledge of why you're here. What is your assignment? So I'm very grateful to have on the line once again my sister, Mama AZ, who is on the Buffalo Trail and hitting those places in the country that many of us never even see. But Mama AZ, Sister AZ, are you there?
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Sister, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're loud and clear.
Can you hear me now, yo?
Yes,
oh
I
my
can
God.
Hear you.
Sister, I'm at this most gorgeous, maybe you can pull it up on the contraption while we were on the line. Something told me to get on the highway and keep going and get as close to Oklahoma City before I drag out again. I saw this sign that says Red Rock Canyon State Park in Hinton, Oklahoma.
Hmm.
It's on Red Rock Canyon Road.
Hmm.
And it's Red Rock Canyon State Park in Hinton, Oklahoma. And greetings to you, sister, and your listening audiences and everybody. Oh, my God, sister. You go up on your contraption. I'm in the middle of a mound of rock like Sedona. It's a circle, like it's cocooning me, the mother's womb, girl. And oh my God, sister.
Okay, I've got Red Rock Canyon State Park, County Park in Oklahoma, Hinton, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sister. I got my blanket. I slept last night in the tomb. It's a replica of Jesus, where Jesus was laid to rest, and they have that in Groom, Texas. And I slept there, and in Jesus's tomb. I kid you not. They have this big giant cross there. This was last night, and I never slept so good in all my days. Mr. Snake, it was a bull snake. Woke
a what?
Me up. A bull snake. A little bull snake. Woke me up. I could sense it. I could sense something being there, because somebody came in and took my cookie. I had some little cookie wafers that I put on the altar. I groomed it down and cleaned it and made my camp, my bunk. I got permission to sleep in the tomb for healing, and I prayed myself to sleep. However, I put a cookie, one of those little cookie wafers. I don't know where they came from, but anyway, I brought them along on my journey, and when I woke up this new day, it was gone. So apparently,
okay,
people, visitors come, human beings come all during the night, truckers and people, they come to this big giant cross. The disciples, they have a table. You can get that on the contraption, and it's in Groom, like broom, but with a G, Texas. And you talking about my discomfort, sister. I anointed myself down, and I went on to sleep on that slab in the tomb, which is a replica of where they laid Jesus.
Well,
and,
you know what, my take on that is there's been a lot of prayer in that place. You can bet. So you know what that cookie, what happened to that cookie? That was angel food. An angel came and took that cookie.
Go ahead with the fancy. Because actually there is an angel there where you lay. There's an angel praying, girl. So I wiped him down and swept all around the place and smudged and did my thing. And oh, my God, the energy shifted like you would not believe, sister. Well, that was my first night at the giant cross.
I want to say thank you so much for sharing this journey, because here in Orlando, I'm going through such petty stuff. I'm not going to even go into it, but it's such petty. When I think about what you're doing, sleeping out in canyons and looking at snakes, and that's a courageous journey of purpose and assignment and consciousness. And I had to deal with some unconscious folks here in my surroundings, and it just, compared to what you're doing, it just seems so petty now. I'm just thankful that we are able to hear about your journey across this beautiful country. which is where I'm headed to. I got to get out there and see some snakes and see some beautiful country and get out of this petty environment that I sometimes end up in and really get out there and just be in the land and do what we are called to do and leave people alone who want to be toxic and negative. So go ahead. I just had to express my gratitude for this uplifting conversation.
Sister, let me tell you, I was really losing it there in Phoenix. I was having, it was too dry. And you ought to see this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Sister, I need for you to be my videographer because the first time I went on a most sacred walkabout, I didn't have the knowledge that I do now to record it. It would have been an Academy Award production if I had had it. Yes, that's what that journey was many, many years ago when I went on a vision quest at Pettigrew State Park and Somerset Place here or there in North Carolina. And my dad, getting back to this spot, my dad led me here because this is his state. And he led me to another campsite, which is campsite number 6. Unbelievable, sister. Hmm. Unbelievable. I'm going to video it a little bit. I was really having anxiety attacks because I wasn't able. I could do my sacred fires, but I wasn't able to be in this type of surrounding. And just picture Sedona and being cocooned and cloaked in this red rock. It's awesome, girl. It's awesome, my sister. It's I'm serious as a heart attack.
For those listening, if you want to travel along with Sister AZ, go to Red Rock Canyon State Park in Hinton, Oklahoma. Google Red Rock Canyon State Park in Hinton, Arizona. Some beautiful pictures that we should all be absorbing in our psyche and mind to detox from all the toxic people we've taken in today.
Sister,
hallelujah.
Like the guy at the flea market many, many years ago, we would talk about sales and what we made that day at the flea market. And I said, "How did you do, sir?" He said, "Pitiful, Arizona lady. Beautiful, downright beautiful." Those ones are pitiful. They're pitiful. And we have to breathe, exhale, and just look over those children because they do not overstand yet. That's all, sister. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we allow ourselves to get caught up in this rhetoric, and we miss the boat because we're jaw-jacking with nonsense. That's why
For some reason, Blog Talk is telling me I have 67 seconds left on this show. I don't know how that happened. So I'm going to keep you on as long as I can. We can go over the time. But I don't know what happened. So just keep talking, and if we lose you, we'll just have that recorded. Just talk about whatever you're going through.
Well, there's a lot to be shared. I'm going to go and find the TP before I leave that nobody seemed to have sense enough or knowledge enough to find the doggone TP that Napoleon Davis built. Is there, you know. Ones can find what they want to find. And there's another gentleman who is on the same page on some things, historically black towns. He's there now in Boley having a meeting with his people. And I'm going to meet with him because of the interest that we have as far as Laura Nelson is concerned. Whether or not she's my relative that I've been told about by my cousin or not, all I know is we're on the hunt for right information concerning Laura Nelson. She was lynched, her and her son, on the bridge in Okemah, Oklahoma. And for back in the 80s, I got wind of this. So I've been on a quest to gather certain things, and in the mix of that, the gentleman said he's going to investigate the teepee. But whether he does or not, it doesn't matter to me. I'm here, and it's an hour off my path, and it doesn't matter to me. I'm just sick and tired of people jawjacking, and give thanks to you, sister. You were a major part of making this happen.
So let me ask this question. What kind of people are you meeting along the way?
Oh, my God. They are meeting me. They are meeting me. There are people who are watching. Yeah, they're watching me, sister, and sometimes my phone will ring, and they'll say, what? Visionary school of arts, health, and wisdom. And who is this Mama AZ? Where is Mama AZ? And I said, you're looking at Mama AZ. They think Mama AZ is a town, a place. And you know what, sister? I swear to God, I'll have to. I didn't send you the picture.
Which one?
You didn't get the
of the Texas.
Of, no. The sign here. I didn't send you that picture?
I'm not sure. Would you? I've gotten a couple of pictures from you. Yeah, you sent some pictures.
Did I send a picture of the truck?
Oh, no. I didn't get a picture of the truck. No.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh,
okay,
my.
So
well,
no picture of the truck. I have a picture of Oklahoma. That's the last picture we got. It just says Oklahoma on a wall,
Oklahoma.
A brick wall.
Right. That was when at the rest stop. And that's where I got a lot of information to share with everybody on pamphlets about black township. And they even looked up Laura Nelson and gave me some additional information. And by the way, people, Laura Nelson is from Okemah. She's in the book Without Sanctuary, and John Lewis, who was a major part of this many years ago, I had to call his office in Atlanta and ask his secretary to get permission so that I could create some shirts for my illiterate family. Thinking that I'm crazy because I'm obsessed with death. And I said, no. I said, according to the stories that have been handed down, she's a relation, a relative of ours. Whether or not that is true, it's just like when my dad used to tell me about him being Black Indian. I swear to God, I thought he was lying. I thought he was full of it, sister. That's how illiterate I was, yet not knowing our history. And right now,
yeah.
I'm 64, I'm like a bat out of hell trying to catch up with gathering information to share on film because of the ignorance of my immediate family. They could care less about it, but someday they are going to go back and look at this. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's their great-great-great-grandchildren, it will be there where they
right.
can pick up where I left off. So,
well, yeah. In the meantime, though, we're learning, like Matt Kahn said, to end victimhood. This is the lesson for us. I had a big lesson today. I almost failed it, but I caught on later. So we're learning that the universe, after watching that video, the end of victimhood, I knew there was going to be a test. you know there's going to be a test to test us on that knowledge and that wisdom that Matt Kahn put out. It's so awesome and so high in its
yes.
perspective.
Yes.
That we know we've got to expect tests to end this victimhood that people are in. Melanin people are the biggest ones who need to end the victimhood. But we who are
yes.
conscious are being tested, as Matt Kahn said, to respond with love in these situations where people are ignorant, relatives or friends or whoever. It's our job to recognize the negative energy coming at us and respond with love. That's our challenge.
That's
it's a big challenge.
That's
I missed, right. almost missed it today, but I caught on. So you are in a particularly in a good place when you meet new people who don't understand you, or even who talk to relatives. They're the biggest challenge is our relatives, to meet
yes.
them with the love that they so need. That's the big lesson for us. These negative people need a lot of love, and we're the ones who have been assigned to give it.
To give them that.
Yes.
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 We have that assignment.
That's the truth, sister. So, you know, this has really been a very interesting, insightful journey, and I give thanks to my dad for being born here and looking at all of this. Sister, I feel like crying. I mean, in a good way. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm right here. Last night was the cross and sleeping in the tomb, and when I got back from the gas station, I went back to put some tobacco where the snake was, and I found out that it was just a bull snake. So little snake was still there, and I said, good morning, I just need to put some tobacco in its proper place and some sage, and, you know, you just do whatever you do, and I'm going to do whatever I do. So he just kind of chilled at me and looked at me and like, okay, I hear you now. And went on about his business up the wall, and I laid my tobacco down and gave thanks to the angel. So, sister, it
stole your cookie.
Yes. Oh my God! Isn't that something? Yes, sister. So I am eternally grateful. So you and brother LA, get ready to come on down. I'd like for you to come and just be with me unloading this truck. And coaching me as a mom to throw away crap and donate. I'm ready to do this, sister.
Now, what is your where's the end of your journey going to be again?
In
at
Alton,
least one
Virginia.
Way. Alton, Virginia.
At Mothers
okay.
for the Earth.
Okay.
In Mothers
okay.
for the Earth, Alton, Virginia, up at Arts Land. And
okay.
have you connected with Brother Kwame yet? Oh, the birds are just having a fit. They're so happy. Can you hear them?
No, not really. The birds,
oh,
you said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I hear them. Those are angels again. More angels.
Yes.
Sing with the birds, huh?
I'm going to get on top of the truck on the roof. And put my spread down, and I'm going to bungee myself so that I won't fall off.
Okay, be careful now.
I'm going to see. Oh, it's wide enough for me.
Oh, okay.
I do this all the time, sister. When I'm
okay.
traveling in the minivan, I get up there on that roof in the middle of the Badlands, and I bungee myself down. And I chill, just me looking up at those stars on top of a roof of a minivan.
Mm-hmm. That's something. That's a story to tell. That's
I love
a story
it. I love
to tell.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you? So you don't come through? Do you come through Florida?
Oh no, I went the up 10. I mean, I went the upper route.
Okay.
The high route.
Okay.
I'm
gonna have to look at the map.
I'll
have to remember my geography class.
Yes, I went the upper route.
Okay, north and
yes,
then
ma'am.
Straight east.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. On the 40, I took 40 out of Flagstaff all the way, and sister, reach out to Charles. He's having some major issues. I don't know.
Charles in Seattle?
No. Our Charles.
Oh, Charles in Arizona.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have his number, but if you text it to me.
I will. Yes, ma'am. I will.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I called him one day, and he said, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not feeling good, Robbie. I love you. Yeah. I knew then that something was up.
Well,
so.
You know what, AZ, this is a lesson again for all of us, because I had a cousin who ended up in the hospital with a blood pressure reading of 300, and she's on just two medications. And I looked up the side effects for these medications, and they were just too numerous to even consider. I'm like, if you have one of these on one med and then one side effect on another, you're going to have your blood pressure is going to go up just trying to control the chemical reactions to these two drugs. So if you're on a blood pressure medication or anything like Charles in his case, he's on all kinds of meds because he lost his legs. He doesn't have a pancreas. Then this is the lesson, people, we're learning with these friends and relatives in our lives, that if you're even taking two medications, your doctor needs to be alerted. If your blood pressure is 300, guess what? That medication ain't working. Get me off of this medication. Let's try something new, or get radical and get rid of all of them. But the 300 reading blood pressure says the meds aren't working. Let's do something else. So we ask you to pray for Brother Charles, because Charles is on a lot of medication, and he's had health challenges. I love the brother, and I posted something on my Facebook page, a video of Charles, for those who may have seen that video. He has no legs at the bottom. And he's just as joyful as he can be to be in his garden. I love it. And this was bound to happen eventually. We're deceived by taking medications that this is going to keep us healthy and strong and away from sickness. It only gets worse when you're on medications.
Yes.
It only gets worse. Side effects are really the effects. That's what Dr. Bruce Lipson teaches in his lectures. The biology of belief. Side effects are the effects of taking any medication. So thank you for sharing that. We will reach out to Charles and pray for him. But that is the consequence of choosing to put pharmaceutical in your body. The body responds with high blood pressure, sickness, whatever. It's going to respond, though, because it's not natural.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Oh, there's more people coming to camp out, I guess, looking it out.
Okay.
Oh, sister, I loved it there at Pettigrew State Park when I was a park hostess. That's over there, people in North Carolina and Terrell County. And it's an awesome, awesome place. It's got three campsites. You should check it out, yo. Check it out. So, sister, I am going to continue here with my journey. I got a rake, and prepare my spot. I'm not going to Oklahoma City tonight. I need to be out here with the bugs and the crickets. You hear the little creatures? Do you hear them, sister?
We have to, only when you're quiet, maybe we can hear them, but otherwise we have to really listen.
Okay, I'm pretty cool.
They're not. Turn up the volume.
I did.
You can hear the crickets and the birds and the snakes and all the other things out there. That's so very awesome. Healing. And that's the purpose of this podcast, to hear nature and understand the healing energy that brings. Are you feeling the healing energy of all that nature and traveling across this country?
Yes, 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 yes. You don't hear them?
Only in my mind's eye.
Okay, sister. They're singing. They're singing. They're going to see us.
Okay.
Yes.
I hear a chirp sound, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I hear a chirping.
They're getting louder for you, sister.
Well, everybody listen. Everybody listen. Okay, I just,
did you hear them?
Yeah, I did. I heard that. That's pretty awesome.
They're telling you, come on, sister, it's time to get real with this. Let's hit it. So I'm going to do my best to be rolling in. At the rate I'm going, I'm not sure. As soon as possible, that's all I can say.
You're on the Creator's timing, so it's not like you have to be in a rush. It's all about taking the divine time, hearing the voice and being guided by the angels and messengers in this important journey for you.
Yes, it is, sister. Yes, it is. And if you hear any noise in the background, everybody, besides the little creatures, I'm getting my dad's rake out so I can rake away my space to shift the energy here.
Okay.
And it's some very, very powerful time that we're in. I love it. I am going to, is there anything that I should particularly know or that we need to share? I'll be sharing things from time to time. Is it possible for us to do like an update show because of this journey, like have it more than Wednesday and Sunday?
Oh, sure. I have time available other than Sunday and Wednesday. So if you feel urgent that we should put something out there on the World Wide Web, then just send me a text and I will set it up for the same time. So everybody is aware that if they want to hear about the journey, they can tune in at 8 o'clock on a particular night and I'll send out texts or emails on that.
Yes,
or Facebook notice. I send out it on Twitter, Facebook, and the Blog Talk site. So yeah, any time between now and Sunday is we can do this.
Okay, this is good. So I am going to move forward with grooming my space and shifting some energy here.
So we send out love message. We send out love energy. We thank the Creator, Yahuwah Most High, for your journey and for all that it's bringing to bring healing, peace, and wisdom to you and moreover understanding. And we thank the Creator for allowing us to share in this journey with you so that we indeed may be empowered to walk in the same love for nature, in the same love for people, in the same love for the Creator's elements, the mineral people, the stones, and that we might share that love in our space like you are sharing that with nature. And so we give praise and thanks, and we say, go forth in love, power, peace, and you are protected by the ministering angels and all the messengers of heaven. So we love you, Sister AZ, and stay in touch, and Yahuwah will be with you every step of the way.
Yes, ma'am. And you listening audiences as well, give thanks. We got to reach out to Brother Kwame, too, sister, to find out where he is. All righty.
All right. Shalom and aho.
Aho.